Day 71 of the Gulf oil spill, and yet a new concern. Tropical storm Alex is churning to the southwest of the spill, and while it will not pass over the spill, the winds could have an impact.
Joining us now live from New Orleans, AP correspondent Jason Bronis. And Jason, now I've heard a couple of things. I've heard that the winds could help, maybe, but also concerns that they will push the spill closer to shore. Which is it?
That's a good question, Penny. I've heard both opinions, that by churning up the Gulf of Mexico, that perhaps the waves could act as kind of a natural dispersant to help break up the oil. And then there's another set of opinions that indicates that it could push the oil on shore. We're dealing with an environmental crisis of which we've never seen, so there's really no hard evidence as to what a tropical storm in the Gulf of Mexico would do to it.
Yeah, I've also heard that BP is making some gains underwater there at the well, and perhaps working ahead of the timeline to get the thing capped off completely.
Well, that's good news, because we're going to be looking at the situation that we're looking at with this storm Alex throughout hurricane season. It's going to take BP 5 days to remove all the equipment from the wellhead if a tropical storm threatens the northern Gulf of Mexico. Now, anybody who watches tropical storms and hurricanes knows that 5 days out, you can have a very uncertain forecast. But nevertheless, that's how long it's going to take BP to remove that equipment. So as this hurricane season goes on, they're talking about completing this relief well sometime in mid-August, and that's, a month and a half away. We may kind of be going through this drill more than once, if you will, where, pardon the pun, where BP has to consider whether they're going to remove all their assets from that drill head.
With Alex, churning up and maybe going to reach landfall in a couple of days, is BP already moving some of the skimmers back to port?
Well, they are, but today, but it has nothing to do with Alex. And unfortunately, the entire New Orleans, southeastern Louisiana area is experiencing some very inclement weather actually right now as I speak. And it's expected to be very bad on the seas through today and also through tomorrow. Now, that doesn't affect the operations out at the well head per se. But as you mentioned, it does keep a lot of those vessels of opportunity, those skimmer boats, boats that transport workers out to collect oiled boom and replace the boom. It'll keep a lot of those boats in port. In fact, I'm headed down to Grand Isle now, which is right there at the at the Gulf to talk to some folks who are basically stuck on dry land right now because the weather's keeping them off the water.
Well, hopefully we can hear from you again after you check some of that out. Jason Bronis, live from New Orleans, thank you for that report.
KFWB News Time, 7:51.
Here's Rhonda Kramer with traffic on the ones.